Steve, what's your take on this? How should we be thinking about these sightings?
Well, I think it's intriguing, frankly, George. I think if the Navy videos have some things that we've never seen before, have never been out in the public. Normally, with UFOs, you'll see a picture, a grainy picture. You'll see a person that's these people are easily spoofed. But in this case, we have data from three parts of the electromagnetic spectrum. You have four pilots with eyebells on. You had two separate radars, one in the F-18 and one in the USS Princeton. And you had infrared data, so all roughly correlated. Does that mean that they were UFOs? No, it doesn't. Does it mean that there could be a scientific explanation? Sure, it does. But I do think it raises some compelling questions that ought to be addressed in a scientific and deliberate way.
You're a former Marine fighter pilot. I have to ask you, did you ever see anything you couldn't explain?
Not that would be attributable to aliens here, but I do think that we need to think about this from a perspective of science and advancing science, George. There's some conspiratorial undertones to all this that I don't think are useful. I think that anybody that's worked in the U.S. government before knows that the U.S. government is completely incapable of complex conspiracies or keeping sensational secrets. So, Washington leaks like a sieve, and if there were alien remains somewhere, it would have leaked by now. So, point being that Men in Black was not a documentary.